Ballots have been mailed out. There are three contested seats on the King County Council in this year's election. Emily Hefter has been covering these races for the Seattle Times. She joins us now. Hi.
Hi.
It's all Seattle Times segment on our show. You guys are doing the work. Before we get to the races, just a little bit about just why would somebody want to serve on the King County Council?
Well, you know, it's kind of a sweet job. It pays, it's a full-time job. It pays $139,000 a year.
Okay.
You get a staff office downtown. So lots of state legislators and stuff look for those jobs after they're done.
And what do they focus on as King County Council members?
Well, there's a little bit of a split, I think, in the dynamic. The more urban county council members who have these in-city districts think of themselves, I think, as part of a big regional government. And then in the more rural areas, they're looking at basic services, people depending on them for law enforcement and other basic stuff.
Yeah, roads, sewers, septics, surface water management, that kind of stuff,
exactly.
Right? All right, let's start with District 9 race. That's Regan Dunn, the incumbent, who went for a national job, but he's still on the King County Council. And Bellevue Realtor Sherry Song, what do you know about each candidate?
Well, that's kind of the interesting race, right? Regan Dunn, of course, his mom was Jennifer Dunn, who's a kind of beloved moderate congresswoman from the east side. And he's served two terms. He's your cowboy boots and pickup truck kind of Republican out there. Sherry Song is new to politics, but I think relatively well-known in the Korean-American community. She's an immigrant, longtime realtor on the east side.
District 9, what are the issues facing District 9 candidates?
Well, there's their sheriff's office in that part of the county was shut down during the budget cuts, and there's been a lot of work. Regan Dunn put in a lot of work to get that back in the budget for 2014. So that's one of the big issues. Those are their you know, part of the district is Bellevue, but part of the district is really pretty rural. They've got Black Diamond and Maple Valley and people who depend on county roads and county services.
You know, that's an area that's seeing a lot of growth. Is growth playing a part in the debates they're having or the discussions these two candidates are having?
No, not that I've heard. Honestly, a lot of the debate has been about personality. Sherry Song is running on a platform that she would just work harder than Regan Dunn has.
Oh, that's right. That's the rap against Regan Dunn, isn't it? That he has a low attendance at King County Council meetings.
Well, now in the last, and he'll point this out, in the last term he actually has one of the highest attendance ratings, but he tends to sneak out after roll call. And he says he does that because some of the votes just aren't that important. They're not that close, and he's got a district that's a long ways away. He's got to drive back out there.
So who's backing each candidate financially in this district?
Sherry Song has raised a lot of money. She's got $250,000 and lots of it from Democratic groups. You know, the council right now is officially nonpartisan, but it's still very partisan. And there's a 4-5 split for Republicans. So if they got one more Democrat, they'd have a veto-proof majority. So there's a big push to try and get another Democrat on the council.
I remember the vote to make it a nonpartisan council and how it would change things. Didn't we also reduce the number of council members at that point?
Yeah.
All right. So it's also, what is that? So you said Newcastle, Maple Valley, Enumclaw, southeastern King County. How does it lean? What do you think is going to win?
Well, at the end of the day, it's a Republican district. So I think Regan Dunn, he's a little bit vulnerable after kind of an ugly attorney general's race against Bob Ferguson. I think a lot of dirt came out against him. In fact, that's why Sherry Song said she decided to run.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. She saw those ads and thought, well, if he's got such a bad attendance record, I could do better. But at the end of the day, he's a really recognized name, and it's a Republican district.
Yeah, and long-standing name, too, all the way back to Jennifer Dunn, as you say. Three seats on the King County Council are being contested this election. Seattle Times reporter Emily Hefter is telling us about it. King County District 5, Burien, Des Moines, Kent, Normandy Park, Renton, SeaTac, Tukwila, Julia Patterson, the incumbent. She's retiring. She's been there a while. So advertising producer, former pilot Andy Massigli. Of Kent, he's running against State Senator Dave Upthegrove. What about that race?
Well, when Julia Patterson stepped down, she really did kind of anoint her successor, and she wanted Dave Upthegrove. And so he has a big lead. Andy Massigli has run before for State House. He's a Republican activist in the 11th District. And I mean, I think that Upthegrove has a big lead in that race.
You know, Upthegrove was making his name for a while as an environmentalist and working on Puget Sound partnership issues. Will he bring any of that to this? I guess he could if Des Moines and some of these areas are along the water. right? He could bring some of those issues to the county council.
Yeah, that's a really interesting district. I mean, it's a really diverse district. There's lots of economic diversity down there. I think there are a lot of interesting issues down there.
And Rod Dembowski, he's the incumbent, King County District 1, Bothell, Kenmore, Woodinville. His challenger is Naomi Wilson. What's that look like?
Well, Dembowski was appointed. He replaced Bob Ferguson. So he was appointed. He's an attorney. He has a lot of Democratic support. And it looked like he was going to have a good race for a while. But I think he got 71% of the primary vote or something. Huh. His opponent, Naomi Wilson, is just not super well known.
Any issues there that jump out in either of those two races? Not much. It's mostly about personality again, and who knows the name of the contestants. It's kind of a sweet gig, King County
Council.
That's
the thing. Once you've been elected, it's easy to stay.
Yeah. Yes. That is what we are learning about incumbency in general, right? Emily Hefter reports on politics for the Seattle Times. 3 seats on the King County Council are being contested this election. If you missed any part of this interview, you can listen again online at kow.org. Appreciate you coming in.
Thanks.